And congratulations to Donald in Bloomfield Hills. He's the winner of the Annie tickets. Annie at the Fox Theater, May 3rd through 5th. Make sure you get your tickets. Well, Iran firing missiles and drones at Israel. Jury selection day for Donald Trump. Is that gap between Trump and Biden closing? And former President Trump, has he told Marjorie Taylor Greene to stand down when it comes to House Speaker Mike Johnson? Well, there's a lot to take on, a lot on the table. We always like to check in Mondays with Nolan Findlay, editorial page editor of the Detroit News, for his take. Nolan, good morning.
Good morning, Lloyd.
So you believe that that failed missile attack on Israel could mean turn out to be Israelis to the Israelis' advantage?
Well, it certainly could be, and I think it already is. You saw almost immediately while the attack was going on, the House Republicans pressing to move this stalled foreign aid bill that would help Israel and Ukraine. And, you know, that had been the subject of a tug of war. And I think this missile attack woke people up again to the idea that, you know, this isn't just a territorial dispute between Israel and the Palestinians. This is a part of Iran's broader jihadist movement, and that this is the front line. And we better be helping Israel push back against Iran and its ambitions.
We talked with Jack Keane, retired four-star general, and he's saying that that morning, that Sunday morning with the barrage, showed the limitations of Iran, not its strength.
Well, that's right. It showed us several things. One is that Iran's not nearly as powerful as we think it is, but more importantly, I think it showed us the absolute strength of Israel's defensive system. I mean, they're defending a very perilous position, geographic position, in their part of the world, and they're doing so remarkably. I mean, 300 missiles fired and fewer than 10 penetrated their airspace, penetrated their territory. I think this is an incredible feat on their part, and speaks to it speaks to the ability of Israel to defend itself.
Nolan, you've got a piece today talking about the fact that while a lot of other criminal justice reform initiatives have been counterproductive, that this now stalled ballot drive to restore good behavior in Michigan prisons is something that's worth a reevaluation. Why do you think so?
Well, I think it's our prison system shouldn't exist just to punish. And we shouldn't be saying, okay, we're going to send you away for 10 years or 20 years or whatever the length of time is, and you're going to sit there until you serve your time out. There should be a strong corrective element to our correction system. Our goal should be not just to punish, but to rehabilitate, to send people to prison in hopes that they'll use their time there to better themselves and prepare themselves to return to society, because most people we send to prison will come back to society someday. And if all we're doing is sending them, locking them up, and letting them check days off a calendar, we're not doing them or ourselves any good. So a good time proposal, which voters here ended good time in 1978, but this good time proposal was a good idea. Allow people to cut time off their time in prison if they behave themselves. I think a better idea is the one pending in the legislature to give productivity credits.
Right.
If you use your time to train yourselves, to get an education, to participate in programs, and we need more of these in prison, that prepare you to do something other than criminal activity when you get out.
Real skills.
We're going to try to move you. Yeah, we're going to try to move you through. And the quicker we can get you out and as a rehabilitated individual, the sooner we save about $40,000 a year or more for each prisoner who's not locked up. And, I started thinking about this, with the crumbly system. sentence. I mean, so often we are motivated not necessarily by protecting society or by rehabilitating criminals, but by vengeance.
Right.
And, I think there should be a punishment element, but there also should be a stronger motivation to rehabilitate.
We're watching as the president's motorcade heads to this trial. I mean, this is a remarkable day, the former president on trial.
It is. And, speaking of vindictiveness, isn't it curious that most of the crimes that he is, almost all the crimes he's accused of occurred 4 years ago or three and a half, four years ago or more. We're just now getting around to putting Donald Trump on trial as the election unfolds. Most of the information here was available and could have been charges could have been brought years ago. This is opportunism on the part of Democratic prosecutors. And I think it's a very dangerous turn of events for our country, where the legal system now becomes a political tool.
Well, it's only thanks to COVID that the statute of limitations hadn't run out on this. It's been 8 years.
Right. Right. Nope. And, you tell me that this wasn't intentional, that we're going to wait now until we can have the most influence on the election and impact on the voters before these things go to trial.
Nolan, back in February, the former president had a lead of 48% to 43%. Now, that was the New York Times and Siena College poll. Now, the latest poll, April 7th through the 11th, it's 46% Trump, 45% Biden. So that lead is narrowed. Why do you say?
Well, I mean, there's been a great effort to rehabilitate Joe Biden's reputation. I mean, since the State of the Union address, how much have you heard about, Biden's affirmities and age? I mean, there's been a tremendous push on behalf of the White House and, the Democratic allies to, paint a different picture. Joe Biden, I think it's starting to work.
And do you think the president and Marjorie Taylor Greene, I know they're probably going to be clashing soon. I know he wants to maybe tell her to stand down, or is he?
Well, it'd be to his benefit to lock her up somewhere and not let her have any sort of public platform. You have too many of these people today in both parties who think that, they're the person in charge. They think that... it's their way or the highway, and they have a little influence, and they try to leverage it beyond their actual position. And I think she's very much one of them. Mike Johnson's got to be able to do a very difficult job, and he doesn't need someone like her, sniping at his heels all the time.
All right. Nolan Finley, editorial page editor for the Detroit News. Always good to talk with you. Thank you so much.
Yeah, and I'll be calling back in a minute to get those Annie tickets.
All right, good enough. Have a great day, everybody. Watch Lloyd Jackson on Live in the D on Channel 4 at 11.